Now, the story of a baseball gone foul. The New York Yankees and the Texas Rangers were wrapping up a game in Arlington, Texas last night, and in the eighth inning, Rangers first baseman Mitch Moreland fielded a foul ball and then tossed it into the stands. Standard operating procedure.
The ball landed at the feet of several fans and was scooped up by a man who proceeded to give it to his date. They celebrated their good fortune. It's the kind of scene that plays out thousands of times in a given baseball season.
Except, while they were carrying on, hugging and taking cell phone photos with their prize, sitting right next to them was a young boy clutching his mitt, sobbing because he didn't get the ball. He and his dad both had tried, but came up empty.
Yankees play-by-play announcer Michael Kay saw what happened and made the call.
Oh, my God, they can't give it to the kid? That's awful. Wow, they're actually, like, rubbing it in the kid's face. Oh, my goodness. He's going to realize this is just a blip on the radar screen of life.
Indeed, the couple continued to celebrate, and the boy continued to cry. But there is a happy ending.
Somebody saw the kid crying, somebody from the Ranger dugout. They tossed him a ball. Look at the grin. And look at the greedy people next to him, just oblivious. Oh, let's make out while he has the ball. But we've got our ball. Unbelievable. At least the kid has a nice smile on his face now.
And the couple's public shaming didn't end with announcer Michael Kay. The sports website Deadspin today dubbed them the worst people ever.